I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 21st. Two planets cross paths in the evening sky this week. One is brilliant, the other a little too faint to see without some help. The brilliant one is Venus, the evening star. In all the night sky, only the moon outshines it, so you can't miss it. But you can miss Uranus. It's a giant, but it's so far away that it's not easy to see. Several factors control how bright a planet looks: the planet's distance from both Earth and the Sun, its size, and how much sunlight is reflected from its surface. The clouds that blanket Venus reflect much more sunlight than the clouds of Uranus do. And while Uranus is about 4 times the diameter of Venus, right now it's almost 14 times farther. That makes it look smaller in our sky. The distances are also important in another way. The farther an object is from the Sun, the feebler the Sun appears. At their average distances from the Sun, each square foot of Venus receives more than 700 times more sunlight than the same size patch of Uranus. At the same time, the farther an object is from Earth, the less of its light we receive. When you put it all together, Venus looks more than 7,000 times brighter than its giant sibling. Venus blazes into view as twilight fades. Uranus is a couple of degrees to its upper left, and it's an easy target for binoculars. The two worlds will stand almost side by side on Thursday, just a fraction of a degree apart. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.